Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. It's Thanksgiving week, a time when all the generations gather together around a table and antics ensue. One of the most relatable experiences of Thanksgiving is hearing advice that may be a little odd or unrequested from the older generation. Today we get to hear once more from friend of the show, Wayne Karchner, as he shares how to save time and solve the world's problems. Here's Wayne.
I'm getting old and I haven't had a nap for over an hour, so I'm due. My biggest fault is my complete inability to lie or even exaggerate. It's a real handicap. I'm compelled to just tell the truth no matter what. Most of the other storytellers have the same problem. It physically hurts us to prevaricate in the slightest. That's why storytellers can't run for political office. I was talking with a politician just the other day. I can't remember his name. You all know the one I'm talking about, the one who lies every time he opens his mouth. Don't shout it out or we'll start a fight. But you all know who I'm talking about, and most of you have a different name. Anyway, I'm retired. Being retired is great. The only boss I have is the one I married. We've been married for almost 50 years. We have 6 children so far. Don't know what'll happen in the future. My wife's a wonderful woman. She's nearly perfect. The only flaw, far as I can tell, is a remarkably poor judgment when it comes to picking men. Now, if you are stressed at work, you're just stressed. If I get stressed at work, my boss gives me a little kiss on the bald spot and maybe a cuddle. The stress just melts away. I thought that when I retire, you know, and I'm thinking, we could do that at work. But, you know, I don't know why HR just has a problem with that. Anyway, I thought when I retired, I'd have plenty of time, but there's never enough time to get everything done. Even if I get up at the crack of noon every day, the day is over too soon. So I've come up with some clever ways to save time. I do save time by not having anything to do with my hair. Now, Ken is somebody with impressive hair. You will probably never get anything done with your life because you have to spend too much time on your hair. Take my advice, shave it all off. You'll have time to get things done. But I've figured out other ways to save time. My wife takes 10 minutes to put on makeup in the morning. I've timed it. Now, I'm not as pretty as she is, so I figure I'd take at least 15 minutes to put on makeup. So by not putting on makeup, I save 15 minutes every morning. But it gets better. By not putting on makeup twice, I save a half an hour every morning. A friend asked, why not put on makeup 4 times and save a full hour? Well, that's just silly. I don't have time to not put on makeup 4 times a day. That's ridiculous. But wait, there's more. The Foreign Service Institute says it takes 1,100 hours for an English speaker to become fluent in Armenian. I have decided to not learn Armenian. By not learning to speak Armenian, I will save 1,100 hours that can be put to some other use. I'm not smart enough to not learn Armenian twice, but what I can do is not learn Turkish. So if I add 1,100 hours plus 1,100 hours, that's a whole lot of time. I wish I could not learn a third language. I don't think I'm smart enough. Besides, it's too late for me to not learn Mandarin. Now, I have to find something useful to do with the time I've saved. I've decided to start with a couple of small problems. You know, a lot of people are worried about global warming. And we have problems with war in the Middle East, so I figured I'd take care of those. I thought about solving world hunger, but I need something to leave for Kenny and the other young people when they grow up, but only if he shaves his head. Let's start with global warming. Stand back, Greta Thunberg, I got this. We convert from Fahrenheit to Celsius. Voila, instant global cooling. We were 89 degrees, now we're 32 degrees. That's science, people. Now, a friend of mine, Bob, asked me, he's Canadian, he said, what about Canada? We already use Celsius. Now, I don't think Canada needs to worry about global warming, but if they do get too warm, if they do get too warm, they'd be too polite to complain about it anyway. You realize nobody hates Canadians? We don't even have bad nicknames for them. I read it's so cold in Canada in the winter, if you put your tongue on a pole, your tongue will stick. But here's something I don't understand. Why did someone ever think, I wonder what that pole tastes like? And another thing, why specifically poles? Wouldn't your tongue also stick to Germans? Anyway, back to global warming. If global warming is a problem in Canada, they can convert to the Kelvin system. Problem solved. Global warming fixed. Now, peace in the Middle East. You think this is going to be hard. It's not. The problem is not that warring countries are next to each other. The problem is they know they're next to each other, okay? I was watching a magic show in Las Vegas and figured out the solution. We do it with mirrors. Put mirrors on all the borders and then tell everybody in country A that all the people in country B moved away and vice versa. Then both countries can save the money they were going to spend on missiles, grenades, bullets, and do something useful with that money, like they could pile it up in a heap, light it on fire, and roast marshmallows. Now, somebody tell me that wouldn't be better use for the money than spending it on ammunition. Solving the world's problems is exhausting. I've been up too long. I gotta go take a nap.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Wayne Karchner, for sharing his story. Wayne is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. For more information on him and his work, be sure to check out his profile on utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening. Do you enjoy the story arc? Then you might enjoy our two new shows, The Dark Side of Dining and Games 105. Games 105 is a video game podcast hosted by my good friends, Abby, Brogan, Rowan, and Tori. And every episode, they dive into a new video game and talk about everything from the lore to the mechanics and what they did and didn't like about the game. Every episode is a delight, so go give it a listen. The Dark Side of Dining is a brand new show all about our food and the crimes, issues, and debates that are tied to it. Every episode, we dive into a new topic from black market butter to whether GMOs are actually bad for you. Go check out The Dark Side of Dining and Games 105 wherever you get your podcasts.